Oh yeah, they can be sold, but the only thing that's affecting the cow, and then see the screw worm, then it's been eradicated, and so has the tick. And there's still some in Mexico and in parts of Texas, and what we're watching first to keep them in as much transportation is in the livestock. Now we're trying to watch, be sure that don't none of it get in. If it is, why, where we can corner it before it gets spreaded.
Oh yeah, they can be so.
If you, at an auction,
the screw worm,
if you take
eradicated
a cow to market and you know that they've got some disease, you're required to, if someone asks the auctioneer, he's required to.
They're supposed to notify you. They're supposed to tell you anything that's wrong with the cow going on an auction. They're supposed to tell you what's wrong with it before you buy it.
What about these Brahma cows? I've noticed a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, they're just a thriftier cow. They're doing a whole lot better, especially on wild native pasture. They do better than these other breeds do.
They're supposed to come by you.
Well, it's just cattle that come out of originated from same kind of climate. I mean, you know, these other cattle are bred up to improve pasture, and these here brown cattle is always, the breed of them is from native pasture.
Wild native pasture is better than.
Are they beef cattle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they're mixed with most of all these other breeds. That's what cattle right at the present time, all these here feedlots and everything is wanting these crossbred cattle that's crossbred through with Brammer, Angus and Hereford and Charlie and all that. They want a crossbreed between them and the Brammer because they get more production out of them feedlots and more weight, and it don't cost them as much.
Are they very mean
cattle? Oh, no. They're just like any other cattle. It's according to how much they handle.
Right,
if they handle all the time, why they're not. If you just let them go, why they get where they are trying to grow. Yeah, well, some of them. But these other cattle the same way.
Your religion?
I'm Baptist.
First school went to
was right here, about a mile of the house over here, and it was a little country school.
What was the name of it?
Spruce Creek.
Yeah, well, but these other guys.
Is there a Spruce Creek community?
No, well, let's see. Spruce Creek, they're named after this creek that runs through here. It goes into the Halifax River, which is Spruce Creek, and then they've. All of it up and down this creek they call Spruce Creek.
Well, this area used to be called Spruce Creek.
That's right, until they put the subdivision in here.
How long did you go to Spruce Creek?
Well,
about 4 years. Four years, I guess. It was a little community school. They was from the first to the eighth grade in it. About 25
all
pupils.
One
teacher teaching all eighth grades.
Uh-huh. Then what school did you go to?
Port Orange.
How long did you go there?
I finished up there.
Finished
eighth grade.
You didn't go past
the
eighth grade?
No, that's as far as I got.
How far is this area from Port Orange?
About 6 miles.
Uh-huh.
But at that time we was living, that was after we'd moved to Port Orange, we was living about 3 miles from where we was living then.
Mm-hmm. You were born right here?
That's right.
And then when did you move to Port Orange?
In